The Sentai Review, episode 98, Green with Christmas Evil.
Welcome to Phantom Night.
That might have worked. I don't know. I have no idea how well you timed that. So, welcome to the Sentai Review.
Dumbass. I'm going to tell you guys something, dude. I was just messing around. If that was timed perfectly, way to go, Shane.
I know it.
Yeah,
so,
no shit.
Anyways, happy holidays. How about that one to get this out of here? This is our
Christmas-ish special?
Green with Christmas episode.
Our Christmas Hanukkah episode.
I don't know how this is going to be edited.
Frieza Day. It's Frieza Day.
I don't know how it's going to be edited or anything like that, but
probably images, pictures.
Basically, we are going to run a commentary over the entire Green with Evil. All five parts.
Mm-hmm. Across two discs.
Including an intermission in between parts 4 and 5.
Because I will have to change a disc.
We made mention of it before if you listen to the season 1, disc 1, or whatever review. It's like, oh yeah, no, you even get that cock teaser.
Season 1, volume 1.
You get to 4, and then you got to change disc to get to 5.
Unless,
so,
of course, you're lucky enough to get the Green with Evil 1-disc thing.
Reploy Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Name's Amanda.
Contact information. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Now that the contact information is dropped and all of that, it is time. So, we're going to try to sync up the episodes the best we can. So, I'm going to count to 3, and then I'm going to hit this button, and then this episode is going to start. So, 1, 2, 3.
It's morphin' time.
Here goes.
Dumpster.
At 10,000 years, I'm free. There you go.
It's time to conquer the first planet that I see.
Alpha. Oh, wow. Convenient.
Oh, convenience. Alpha, I didn't throw her far enough.
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye.
Zordon. You couldn't throw anything. You're ahead.
Oh, look.
That's exactly why I didn't throw her far enough, you little smartass.
Alpha, I told you to throw her into deep space, not next to the planet.
Oh, shit.
You were supposed to hit Deep Space 9, not the moon.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. Don't go into the Alpha Quadrant. Throw that bitch into the
yes.
Delta Quadrant, motherfucker.
Let the Borg take over?
Yeah, exactly.
Vulcan Skull!
Yay!
It's not like it would be hard for the Borg to open it. I mean, 2 regular astronauts opened it, so...
2 moron astronauts.
Hey, what's that? Let's go open it.
And...
Yeah!
That guy!
Uh-huh. Martial arts performance.
Don't mess with that guy.
Martial arts expo.
Come on, guys. We need you guys to act here and actually be excited.
Green with Evil, part 1.
All
Concentrate.
Right, all right, Jason, go in there and cheat because you're an enhanced person.
He is.
By the way, here's the
Not
water
yet.
For
Not
you,
yet.
Jason. Here's your water bottle.
Oh, wait, you mean
I'm just
going to
drink it all.
See what I mean? Like, Kimmy stands next to him. She holds his water bottle. There was, like, a weirdness between the two. And even, like, they were constantly next to each other, constantly, like, touching each other's shoulders. And they were friends, but I think it was unspoken that they were kind of interested.
Okay, dude.
And then here comes Tommy.
I just realized something. When Rita, with Rita being a peeping Tom that she is with her awesome telescope, she was, like, she was so impressed with how Tommy was able to jump in circles and kick. Like, he will be my next Green Ranger. That was amazing.
Yeah. I'd be like, have you viewed the rest of the planet at all? Because
Nope. Jump and spinning kicks. That's all I need.
I mean, I'm not demeaning your choice, but I mean, there's There's bound to be a couple billion people on the planet that can spin, Rita.
I wonder if there was like an extended cut somewhere where it showed the actual start of this match instead of just while the first...
How it just jumps in?
Yeah.
They're just fighting?
Nah. I love how each one keeps waiting. Like they do a couple things and then they'll kind of wait.
How do you mean?
Jason does the leg sweep, Tommy does the fucking backflip, and then Jason just stands there like, yeah, I'm going to wait for you to land. I'm sorry, in a fucking real tournament, if you did a backflip, I should be able to stiff kick you and you fall over and that still counts as a point.
Well, they do something like that. The choreographer can't be held too much. Like, here, right? See?
Yeah.
Like...
1 point, Jason.
It is what it is. I mean, you could point that out in every fighting movie ever. Like, when the good guy takes down 20 guys because they all waited their turn to get their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking football tackled him.
I'm gonna lie to you, that was the slowest 4 seconds I've ever seen in my life.
It's a draw.
They had 4 seconds for Jason to get a point, and man, did that go, 4 seconds go by.
One, he got 2 points.
Yeah.
Well, no, he got the 1 point when he kicked him, and then they had to hurry back up because there was only 4 seconds left, and it was a 4-3 score. And then he did some fucking, what you just seen, but man, that was a slow 4 seconds.
Now, we've already seen proof that these kids are enhanced by having the morphers, which also gives an idea to why Tommy might have actually been chosen. He was able to fight on Jason's level, and Jason is a, they say he's a prodigy martial artist.
He might have been before he was enhanced, but now he's an enhanced prodigy.
Yeah, he's an enhanced human prodigy martial artist, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Tommy fought on even ground with him. So Tommy was a beast.
Yep, Bulkan Skull.
Go figure.
Oh, I love Bulkan Skull.
Man, way to be mean.
Holy shit.
Yeah, put your
really,
moon
guy?
Pie back in your pocket.
No means no. Yes, let's teach Bulk and Skull a lesson.
Well, I've been to high, you know, I went to high school, and I never seen anybody do that.
I'm going to be honest, yeah. I don't think I'd be that worried. I'd be like, okay,
you can
so you just
air.
Punched and kicked the air. I'm terrified. Now go away.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm hitting on this girl.
Try to hit on this girl.
Especially considering the fact where we went to high school at.
Motherfucking right.
Fought broke. There were fights breaking out like at least once a goddamn month. And half of them were up at the park. The other half were in the school. Because they couldn't wait until after school to go whip ass.
Oh, going to the youth center. I mean, you don't just ask anybody to go to the youth center.
Even though that seems to be the only place we know how to go besides school
it's
and the command center.
It's the only place they hang out.
Angel Grove is only consists of the command center, high school, the youth center.
And the park with the really big hill.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I was about to say, Bill and I lived in Bartonville. There's literally so little going on, you can hang out at... your friend's house, or the Hardee's, or the McDonald's, or the gas station, or the park, or... Oh, wait, I've already named more places than they hang out at.
Oh, there go those guys.
Yeah.
Never expect to get any information as to who they were. They're very important to the
later
plot.
Later on, guys, I'll never see again.
Later on, my friends that I'll ditch tonight and never talk to again.
Yep.
Well, for a while, I'm going to be kind of evil. Like, I don't know what...
Oh, he pushed him. He pushed that putty. That's right there. That's how you fight, Shane.
Of course.
Yep, but he flipped that one into some boxes.
And he's still down.
And now
putty,
it's decommissioned.
That putty's having a real hard time getting up after being pushed into an empty...
Here's another thing that kind of goes into why Tommy might have been chosen.
Because
he
all
fights
yaws?
No, he fights a team. He fights a squad of putties, no matter how pathetic they are, by himself, where the Rangers always have like 2 or 3 guys.
And he's got a trash can lid.
And the first time the Rangers
look,
fought
the weapons
putties,
are
they
got okay
beat.
When
yeah, the first time the Rangers, on. The first time the Rangers fought the putties, they got beat.
Yeah.
They had to morph.
Tommy beats him, and Tommy beats him all by himself his first time, and he's not.
He's never morphed yet. He's not augmented. He doesn't have friggin' extra power. He fought all the putties and beat them by himself.
Yep.
If you watch the early episodes, like the first three episodes of the Power Rangers, they don't just walk through the putties. It's a tough little battle.
Yeah. Even in the Lost Pilot.
Right. They get beat. They had to morph, and then Zordon was like, you need to start trying to fight them without morphing. But we obviously see from the way the choreography and everything goes through the show that the Rangers were augmented through those powers. After the first time they morphed, they were stronger, faster.
Oh, Tommy's going through the quickening.
You started screaming before you were hit by that light.
He knew it was coming.
I wonder what happened to his gym bag, because it's just kind of sitting there.
You never see it again.
I wonder
actually,
how
he
many
goes,
people
I think
stole
he,
from
he
it.
Goes back to that alleyway, yeah. I think, oh, and it's not there.
Oh, God.
So somebody took his shit.
Well, didn't Vulcan Skull show up?
I wonder if they stole his shit.
It wouldn't surprise me none.
Now, guys,
some
need,
of the same
who was
champion.
That?
Burai.
Hey, look at that.
Man,
hey, look,
sweet.
It's actual Japanese footage.
Up your eye.
That right there is an awesome Green Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh, man, something happened
child,
to him.
As a child, I never paid attention.
Uh-huh.
Now when you see it, you're like, wow. Guys.
They weren't burying shit.
Who's not actually a girl, it's a guy.
Yeah, but we like to show you that she's the yellow as often as possible so you
green
won't question
coin.
It.
I didn't question
yep.
it.
Aye, 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 aye. Alpha, clear my viewing globe.
He's History. Like, he's like, Alpha, are the spy cameras set up? Yes, I have already bugged 5 houses. Good, bring those people here.
And the fabric shield.
I love that fabric shield.
Yeah.
It's so good. It makes
no,
it way
stop.
Too obvious.
Don't.
Look at how easy this was.
Yeah.
Teleport. See, he's plugged in over there.
What the hell?
He's charging on the little weird thingy-mobile.
But previously he was just in front of the console.
You don't worry about that.
He's got a charge.
Hey.
He's got a charge.
I just love this because it's like...
I like how they...
I was like, stop.
So
please
listen,
don't.
No. Look. He disabled Alpha. Okay, he put the disc in, but he disabled Alpha by unplugging the charge cord. That'd be like if you plugged your phone in, and unless you hit a series of numbers on the phone to tell the phone it was time to not be charging, and I unplugged it, your phone no longer works.
But Alpha's still moving back there.
That's because he's got the virus in him.
Yep.
No,
stop him. No. I'd be like, what are you going to do?
No.
What are you doing, floating head?
Here it is.
Look how easy this is.
No. Stop. I'm
losing
power.
I'll
go to another dimension.
Do you know what I would have done? As
no.
You know, I would have went back up to Rita's palace, and I would have been like, really? You had this much trouble getting in there.
Right. Why was this so difficult?
Yeah. I walked right in and did it.
Here's the other thing, too. It's true. It's true that she gives it to a Green Ranger, okay? She picks somebody to be that person. But all you need to go into the command center is a power coin.
And she had one the whole time.
And she has one. Yeah. Why didn't she just teleport in, shoot lightning bolts everywhere, and leave?
Because lazy.
Because plot hole.
No, it's pure fucking laziness.
Look, the mountainous region of Angel Grove.
I see.
Squat and Babu, Goldar, wand, make.
For what purpose? Why?
To draw out the Rangers.
Ah, shit, somebody go pick up the
they
wand.
They couldn't have done that with putties or a Green Ranger?
The reason why is because the script calls
Squan
for
Babu
it.
Are the ones
oh,
who
because
the
script
wand.
Calls for
remember,
it.
That's true.
Remember, the script is the most powerful
look.
Weapon of all.
It's their,
that's another thing, too.
It's their love bug.
Look, why draw out the Power Rangers? Can she not see them working in Billy's fucking driveway right now? Can she not literally send Goldar right there on top of the car to swing his sword around while there's still people?
Well, she's not being a peeping Tom right now.
That's kind of true. I mean, you know.
See? Now, did you see Jason's response there? This is what I mean by their little rivalry that they never really got into, but see, and Kimmy immediately goes over right on Jason's side. Kimberly says, "Yeah, I was supposed to meet Tommy and he didn't show up. I'm kind of bummed." And the first thing that nobody else mentions it, Jason steps out from behind the car and says, "Wait, that guy I fought at the tournament today?" Yep. He was the one that was like, "Wait,
oh, tight fit into a
car. You went to see who?" And as soon as that was done, she immediately goes right over to his side and basically almost cuddles up to his arm and looks at that watch while he's trying to get a hold of Zordon. Nobody else does that. They kind of stand around him, but not like she does. Mm. They were pushing the possibility that those two may have been an item or were very close to being so before Tommy got involved.
So I completely forgot about the car.
Oh,
so
the
apparently,
love
yeah, apparently
Billy made a flying car that also can teleport.
I wonder if that was part of any of the Sentai.
And you know what he did? Nothing. He never became a scientist.
No.
He never became a billionaire philanthropist.
He went and lived on an alien planet.
He went and lived on a water park world.
Yeah.
I guess he was suffering from a disease at that point, so he had no choice. But he could have sold that car.
Mm-hmm.
Or any of the other thousands of inventions.
Oh, look at this.
He could have been a contractor for the military, teaching the Marines to create and operate Zord technology.
Yep.
That would have built us a force, aside from the Power Rangers, that could have protected the planet against Rita and Zed and
Triceratops, and Sabertooth Tiger, Swords.
Robot Kingdom. But instead, we're just like, hey, there are five guys with five Zords. We'll be fine forever.
Damn, that's a new-looking putty.
Yeah, that's a darker-looking
one. He shows up randomly.
So it must have been like a tougher putty then.
Yes, yeah, he shows up incredibly randomly. Also, the Zoodrangers, you'll see this. This is like, this is exactly what I was talking about. They all have those little dagger things.
Yeah.
They don't daggers, really use those
dagger
weapons.
Dagger gun things. Because I used to have one of those. It was a dagger that you can twist around and turn into a gun.
Why don't you step on and be done with it? They're obviously preoccupied, and you're just like, oh, look at that, oh, I'm so big.
Rocks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was right. Okay.
Yep, here comes the Tyrannosaurus coming back from its death.
Guys, I'll be there in a second. I'm really fucking far away.
It's just right around the corner.
That's okay.
I've got wheels, so I move faster.
Listen, Angel Grove is located right at the precipice of all possible climates.
There's desert
to the left. There's jungle to the right.
Arctic.
Up north.
Look,
up north, there's some Arctic. That's why the lake gets frozen sometimes.
Man.
And there's volcanic areas down to the south.
That's a terrifying place to live.
And they live right there.
That's so terrifying.
That's
but they're also by the ocean.
Where on the planet could they possibly be?
Oh my god, dude.
Technically speaking, nowhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no such place.
Megazord.
However, I will admit to being glad that we're going to watch like five fucking episodes, because I just realized something that you guys might need to pay more attention to.
What?
So I just realized that the voice actor for Alpha is the exact same guy who did Invader Zim and Angry Beavers and Billy and Mandy and shit like that.
I'm not sure why you need me to pay more attention to it. I did know
that. For anybody who doesn't know.
Oh.
Sword fight.
Because it's sad that it took me until now to figure that out. Because usually I'm good about voice actors.
Flipping, what is flipping, that? Flipping. What is that?
That's a go fuck yourself triple backflip.
That he kicked off the Megazord to do that backflip.
Yep.
And disappear.
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Oh. Here it comes.
Oh shit.
Here it comes.
Green Ranger.
When in doubt.
Who the fuck was that guy? Did you see him? I think he jumped on the head.
What?
What the,
back
what
door?
The fuck? How the hell's their back door?
Trini, you didn't lock the fucking door.
I thought it was always locked.
Which is why she's the first to get hit.
Yeah.
Oh, he knocked us out. What the fuck?
He's like, you guys don't even bother locking the doors?
Didn't take Tommy long to figure out it was a trap.
A trap?
Yeah, fucking.
Look at this. He makes a joke out of all of them.
And this is the actual Sentai footage.
Yeah, because you can tell by his shield.
Yeah.
Man, fuck you!
Fuck you.
Kick, duck.
I like how when they both kicked, like, damn it, we both missed. What the fuck?
He says, man, you think you're so tough? Man, fuck you!
Hadouken!
I'm gonna do this once and ever again!
I just want to show you that I can do it!
Green Hadouken! Right.
Now listen. They go back to the command center. What just happened?
They got their ass kicked so bad.
How do they get back to the command center?
That's my question. He just literally was like, da, 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 green orb of death move. And then they just like went back to the command center. One, how did they teleport? Is it like the system's all broken and messed up?
Unless he somehow got some of it back?
I guess. I mean, I guess they teleported there. So, okay, we'll leave that one alone. That's not a Zordon plot hole. But did the Green Ranger was just like, yeah, that happened. Now get out of here. Go.
I'll destroy you later.
Like, what happened?
Overload.
And Alpha somehow worked perfectly until just now.
Yep.
He worked well enough to fix the transporter system, repair that one console over there, and then he had an overload and went offline. I'm not sure if I trust the console he fixed. I'd be like, Billy, first fix that console that he was working on.
Yeah. Especially considering the fact that it's the only console that apparently allows them to teleport.
Hey, look,
you also noticed that the command center
never fucking breaks.
I'm not sure what the viewing globe is connected to, but
it never breaks.
It is not deactivated and it is not broken. It still works perfectly. Don't matter how much you bust up the command center, the viewing globe functions. It is a hardcore guaranteed piece of technology.
It's an indestructible piece of glass sphere.
Yes.
That even Zordon and Alpha can't break.
Yeah, I've noticed.
But an explosion can.
Zordon wouldn't be able to break it any fucking way.
But an explosion can.
Even if you go to the movie and knock his ass out of the fucking tube, he wouldn't be able to break it.
He'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm dying.
Oh, shit.
Anyway. Okay, that episode is done. We are starting episode 18 in one.
Part two, Jason's battle.
Three.
Sorry, I just can't get over what. I can't get over
After
what we 10, saw.
10,000 years, I'm free.
What?
Well, the fact that he beats all their asses, and Jason's like, guys, I know you suck, but look me, I'm the leader. You want to fight? Take me on. I win.
You think you're so tough? Man, fuck you! Just throws the dagger.
Yeah.
He's like...
Austin's
then
gone.
He does go fuck yourself, Hadouken.
He's like, yes. Yes, I honestly think I'm that tough.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, I did a backflip.
Just
no,
can't...
I'm one of those
battle
games.
Oh, yeah! Wait, where's
kind
Zach?
Of...
Yeah, I just missed it.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah.
At the intro... Watch for the next one when he's doing the jig. There's a kid like behind him, like looking really weird.
Yeah.
Like it looks really messed up. It's taken out of context horrifically.
Okay,
taken out of context horrifically.
Never
the fucking the toy sitting on top of the Zord's head there for the Dragon Zord.
I'm gonna leave that alone because it was like
93.
Yeah,
it
was like 93.
It's like, oh wow.
Technically,
Green with Evil.
How did we
and if you
want to
get technical, it was before that. It was 92.
Because we took their footage.
Jason, we don't even know what this little thing is right here in front of you. Like, what does that do for the command center? What's that do? I have no clue, Zach. I'm playing with this wire.
Jason, do you think that maybe...
Look at that. This goes into the review. We were talking about the new Alpha. At least inside of this Alpha... That is some kind of discernible
tech.
I can look at it and say, that's technology.
No,
that's comprehensible technology.
You know, I'm gonna tell you something.
It's circuit
not for me.
And, yeah.
I couldn't tell you what the shit any of it does, but somebody might.
By the way, you only have Billy, but I think just to be safe, when they get everything back up and running, like Zordon, in case this does happen again, how about you teach all of us the command center?
Right.
So I don't stand. I'm the leader, and all I do is this.
Oh, he's playing with that cord.
Yeah, it's a cool
he's
cord.
Got that. He's got that cord.
I can't do. And I noticed that they. It seemed like they tried to make Trini and Billy something together. You know, they're always together fixing stuff. They're always together.
She's the only one that really understands him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I always thought that they were trying to do something. You know, push those.
Those
two
should have been a couple.
That's what I thought they were going with.
Honestly, I still to this day think that because of his sexual orientation, Billy should have been allowed to have a boyfriend and open people's eyes up way earlier.
Yeah.
See,
oh, wow.
Right here, this is what I'm talking about. This is where they say the Dark Knight defeated Zordon's soldiers. So Rita's won this fight before.
Yeah.
Question. That little flashback, that kind of looked like the Black Ranger.
It was.
Yeah. The Black Ranger from
yes,
the
Sentai? Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was taken from the Sentai when he had to fight the Black Knight by himself.
Oh, look.
Hey, look, he's back.
Where's my bag
See?
At?
Now watch.
Fuck is my bag.
He looked around for a second. Is the bag there? Get your Madonna boobs out of here.
A secret.
Why? Who are you, by the way?
Because
you're 100% not Rita.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought there was a mustache for a second. I swear to God, I thought that was like a dude.
Okay, he's got his coin with the two little pegs on the side.
With the glowing eyes.
Here they come.
What is up with you, Bulk, and your weird fucking hat thing?
No bag.
No bag. Somebody took his shit.
And look at all those destroyed
boxes and
stuff.
And amazingly, it wasn't these two.
Yeah, it wasn't even them.
The boxes and stuff were gone, too.
Yeah, somebody came here, cleaned up the alley, and was like, what the fuck is this? And just took it.
This is somebody's sweaty gym clothes. I'm taking it.
Yeah. Somebody's sweaty gym clothes and a couple high school textbooks might be able to sell that on eBay. Oh,
no
wait.
Shit.
Pawn shop. There we go. Gotta go to a pawn shop.
I just fucking took somebody's sweaty gym clothes. Yep.
Eventually, you guys don't become such, I don't know, cowardly little bitches.
Okay, this is one of Tommy's powers. I want you to really think about this. One of Tommy's powers is that he can shoot green lasers from his eyes and force you to run.
And then make you bounce into a dumpster.
Yeah. He could just do that.
Filled with silly string.
Oh, by the way,
so
he
Tommy
never does that again.
Tommy could shoot green Hadoukens, and he can force you to run.
Once, because he never does it again.
He also has no worries whatsoever about where his stuff went.
Well, that's technically not a power. That's just...
Man, I wish I knew who this green guy was. That's new.
I wish I knew who this green guy was. He beat my ass, and then I'm guessing he just left because we're fine.
By the way, let's be quiet, but we're going to have an open conversation while there's people just walking the fuck around.
I guess if somebody walked by, they don't, like, saying Zordon is missing.
Yeah, that doesn't mean much. But he's all pissed off.
And I wish
I
knew
who
the
fuck this green dude is. And then fucking Zach goes to say something.
The only thing anybody would have thought is that he was talking about the dude that they fought last night at the tournament.
Yeah.
And that Jason was mad because he tied.
Yeah.
That's it, because right now, nobody even knows about the green guy. But yeah, you're right. These two always hung out together all the time. And they seem to be the closest thing to an item. Got Alpha working because
Billy, can you do everything? Yeah, I should have been the leader, but it's fine. I'll fix everything.
I'm still kind of lost as to how he's working with electronics, but he's wiping his hands like he just got done changing the oil on his truck.
That's some greasy concept.
Electric precipitation? I don't know. Perspiration?
Motherfucker, Jeremy's in the middle of fixing my computer right now. I have never once seen that motherfucker grab a rag and fucking wash his hands off to dig around in my computer unless he's done dealing with his daughters. And they just got done snacking or some shit.
Dude, I seen something on Facebook. Somebody put up on Facebook how about Tommy and...
Oh, yeah, how he's a savage motherfucker.
Well, yeah, how he treats bitches and stuff.
Tommy shooting down Kimberly. Ooh.
Well...
You're excused.
Well, excuse me, guy I just met yesterday.
Yeah, no shit. It's a good thing that only happens when he's not being looked at. Otherwise, people might know.
Bulk and Skull saw it.
They're Bulk and Skull saw that.
They actually say he needs to get his eyes checked. That they're kind of stupid, maybe.
That's a given.
Because,
damn. Of course they're fucking stupid. They're picked on
I'm going to punch the air two times this way, then one time this way, then two times this way.
Oh, look, they're going out for a picnic.
Actually, technically, they're celebrating a victory, but that's not beside the point.
That's what's really going on, yeah.
Because it's sad knowing what actually happens in their show as compared to our show. You cannot pick out the moments.
The Sword of Darkness.
Defeat putties. I already did that. Can I have my sword?
Yeah, no shit. I'd be like, I already did that before I was augmented with evil power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of like not a bitch here. I'll beat your ass, Goldar.
And I like how he's all like, come on, putties. I'm a badass. That move! Putty defeated.
Yeah. Come on, you land softly on the sand.
Yeah,
you're
shit.
Softly on the sand. He is defeated.
One putty just tossed the other one.
Please explain to me. How come these putties never fight the Rangers? Because they're like jumping and kicking and... The other putties just kind of wait to get beat up.
Yeah.
That was a really weird kick, but okay.
See, look at this. That putty actually kicked and attempted to fight. Please, get off it, Goldar.
Dude, you're like, in this show, dude, you are a complete pushover.
Wait, what happened to all the other
parties? Don't worry about that. When the one...
They've been defeated.
When one...
Don't view that plot hole.
When one of them fell, the rest of them were like, guys, just fall down. I don't want to get hit.
So how many putties did he really beat? How many did we watch him really beat? Two.
Technically
right?
Three.
Technically three, yes. Out of five.
Two of them tripped in the sand and died.
Two of them were like, guys, they just got knocked down.
Yeah, those are those one putties that was like, oh, you got me, and they just laid
you
down.
You don't, yeah. I just don't understand why he had to fight weak putties to get the Sword of Darkness.
Yeah, where was the challenge? Where was one of Rita's monsters that he had to fight by himself to prove that he was worth the shit?
Or fight Goldar.
Yeah, the guy that's supposedly her greatest champion.
That's not going to help the communicator, Zach.
Or, Bill.
That's his level of technical expertise.
Yeah, it's kind of the same as when your fucking batteries die in your remote. So you smack your remote like 12 times hoping it'll work.
It's not working. Guys, I'm a dancer, not a fucking mechanic.
Damn it, Jim, I'm a dancer, not a mechanic.
Okay, now look. See, now they'd already had plans to, like, work out together and hang out.
No, dude, I met you yesterday. Do you want to hang out and work out? I don't even know you, but let's work out.
Yeah, let's work out together. It's a good thing that you almost beat me at that tournament. But I'm such a good guy because I'm augmented with superpowers and I'm a Power Ranger.
And I backstab you.
Backblast.
That right there, that's another power Tommy has. Is through the green coin, he could force you to teleport anywhere he wants you to go.
No, after that, I'd take my power coin out and be like, I wonder what mine does.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, look, yours makes breakfast.
Oh, man, it's the dark dimension.
Oh, no. So much dry ice.
A.K.A. Studio 25B.
Oh, my God, I need him so badly. Tommy hurt my feelings.
I know. Now all of a sudden you're like, where's Jason?
And Zach's right there. You know Zach's like, hey, Kimberly, I'm here.
Why is it always Jason, and then Tommy, Tommy breaks your feelings, Jason again?
You do realize that before Tommy got here, I was the second best fighter, right?
No, but...
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I have this for no reason!
How did you get my morpher? Don't worry about it!
Yeah.
I'm gonna worry about it.
Don't view that plot hole!
Got to do it as Goldar now, motherfucker. Zordon is gone!
Don't view
that
dude,
plot hole.
I just thought of something funny. Goldar's like, you want... Goldar held it up like this.
Okay, now look how much of a bitch Jason is made here. In later episodes, this is almost insulting how much ass Tommy will kick. Tommy will literally fight as a dude with no powers, with the Green Ranger power completely destroyed, and he will beat Goldar with only kicks.
Yep.
Dude, I just thought of something funny.
Jason is already augmented, and he's a prodigy-level martial artist.
Oh no, Zach
that,
is
like,
driving.
Gets his ass kicked.
See, that
yeah,
looks like it's from
the
Sentai.
It is from the Sentai. That car exists in the Sentai.
Good thing Billy never taught me how to use this. I just figured it out.
How would... Look.
Listen, I got to quit. Before we continue, though.
Okay.
My question is, I thought of something just fucking hilarious. In the Dark Dimension, fucking Goldar's got his morpher, right?
Yeah.
He's like, you've got to beat me if you want it back, blah, blah. And you know what would have been funny? He held it up like this. It would have been funny if he was like, Tyrannosaurus!
Yeah.
I am Goldar Ranger!
Yeah, he could have became
the Red Goldar Ranger.
Dude, that would have been sweet if he was able to do it.
Oh, look, they took a taxi. I mean...
There's a smoke pipe on the top of it. Like a little tiny chimney.
So I have another question. Why are they still driving the car around? They teleported in. We watched them teleport in.
Bill, don't worry about it. This is for kids. Kids.
Now, Alpha is fine. That console still works, and for some reason, they had to, the teleporters are down. They can't.
Look at that scene right there. He's like, Zach, he's like, we've got to get this guy. Look how he just swipes the air. So evil.
Yeah, no shit.
He's doing nothing evil right now.
You missed the worst part. They fucking plugged one wire in, and Kimmy turns and goes, globe.
Globe.
Everybody just stops and looks at the fucking TV.
Globe.
Look, that's the generation they live in.
Yeah,
watch
I know.
Watch the TV.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Dialogue between a villain and...
Tyrannosaurus!
Kick, punch.
Test of power!
Test your
wizard.
No, I'm... Didn't that electrocute you? You kind of went...
No, that's his feet.
Yeah.
Only electrocutes hands.
He's in the middle
they
of where...
They kicked the damn thing! Get me the fuck out of here!
No, it doesn't work that way, Shane. His Reeboks can only stop so much electricity.
Reeboks!
That's what he's wearing!
He is.
Motherfucking Reeboks on his feet, damn it!
My favorite part of this whole fight...
Can't even afford some Jordans.
My favorite part of this is where he goes to hide in the dry eyes.
And Goldar's eyes are so bad.
Where did he go?
Watch, this is it. He just slowly, slowly moves backwards.
Because
the next time we see him, he'll be looking for him in the dry ice.
Dude, he'll be like, tiny room, where could he have went?
It's morphin' time.
So literally what just happened was Jason fell on the floor.
Tiger.
Slowly moved backwards, and Goldar somehow lost where he was.
Right.
So.
You know, guys, he has a really cool weapon.
He
Power
does.
Axe! Let's do that. Guys, let's get our actual weapons and put these little bitch daggers.
Tiny daggers.
Dagger pistols away. Pull out your real weapons.
I can't believe these things don't work.
Don't we have
Here it comes. Here it comes. Now watch.
Pew, 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 pew.
Okay, another power he has, stab ground, line of death.
Well, didn't he have that in the Genesis video game?
Well, here's what I'm getting at. What just happened right there? Now watch.
What?
What just happened?
And he just appeared in another place.
What happened? Why are they at the bottom of the hill, and why are they calling dinosaurs...
They
and he had to run down the hill.
They can't call dinosaurs. Jason's not there to call his.
Well, they can't call his dinosaur.
Dude, yeah.
Technically, they but they
call.
Do.
I won't lie to you. I'm going to tell you something. This is actually kind of funny. Tommy comes down that little mountain, right? And you know, Zach's like, you know what? Fuck you, Mastodon! I'm going to step on you, bitch!
Yeah, he did do that, didn't he?
I am done with your shit!
Okay, we're going to give it to Zach there, because he that really is what just happened. He got knocked down the mountain, my guess, and he was like, okay, you know what? I'm done with this shit. Fucking giant robot.
See, look.
Right, I know.
Where's...
I said they can't, but they're going to.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was going to make any sense. Maybe... Oh, wait, Zordon's not here, so he can't even break continuity by being like, I can allow you to do that because reasons.
Zach,
yeah,
even
technically,
though,
Alpha
though,
will be the only one allowed to do that.
Zach, even though we
Alpha
don't mention
don't know
it,
shit.
You are second in command. When your leader is down, call his Megazord.
Uh-oh.
See, now look at this. He's like, all right.
What are you doing
now? They're doing that, by the way. That, what just happened there, they're doing that. Because in our show, they control the Megazord. Bitch, for no reason I have this.
I didn't even call it. I just want you to know that.
Right.
You haven't heard the last of Green Ranger.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Defeated by S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm sorry, if I'm in the cockpit...
Now, Tommy waited for them to form the Megazord, stand up, make a bunch of hand gestures, get the Mammoth Shield, then he attacked. What? Now, here's a question. When you first arrived... You just jumped up there and went in the back door.
Jason's not creeping around on the floor.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. I know he will.
Yeah, he will.
But yeah, later on, like, how come he didn't just go up there and go in the back door again?
Didn't
he just
quick
have the
question.
Sword?
You just said that no human is a match for you, Goldar. Why do you need your sword?
Because no human is a match for Goldar.
But
he just had the sword.
Stab your ass.
He already had the sword.
Just in case.
I'm going to stab the shit out of you.
Can I help you two out? It's very simple.
What?
Don't view that.
No, he's not there. So.
Oh, okay.
He's not even there to help us.
You know, when they were all in the cockpit.
Right
know,
now he's
even,
sleeping in that tube.
Oh, yeah, he's in the Zordon sleep.
Oh, wait, here it is.
Oh.
Don't. View.
Plot hole.
Plot. Must. No.
Rita is evil. Oh no.
Dimensional.
Oh, no.
and you
can see Zordon on the other side. Oh, no. Sorry. Ranger. I need a break.
Taunt him with the morpher again.
That was dumb.
Come get some.
Now, look, I can see the morpher on the ground, right?
Yeah.
Look how well I can see the morpher on the ground. See how well you can see Jason on the ground? So that's the level of fog in this room.
And to be continued.
I will slowly move my sword back to hit you, giving you ample amounts of time to counterattack.
kick him in the golden balls. Grab your morpher
well,
and
if
end
it.
This.
Works that way, I mean.
This is a kid's show, Bill, and we're not supposed to teach him to hit people in the naughty places.
Yes, that's true, isn't it? Oh, we're going to be going episode 3, so watch for the Zach moment.
I'm going to.
Because it's so weird,
well, you guys
so
are
going
to have
man.
To do that. I need another slice of cake.
It's so bad. Weird.
Well, after that, I will take a small restroom break and be back to continue, because this is fun.
Okay. Episode 19... In
part 3.
1, 2, 3.
The rescue.
Here it goes.
Oh, there's the dumpster again. Ah! 10,000 years, I'm free, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to attack that place! I just randomly pointed. I just love that.
No, not teenagers!
But then they become really good friends. Like, I love teenagers! Like, Alpha Nina, stop.
Okay. Okay, they're going to introduce people now.
I'm
there's
Jason.
That's fine.
Zach.
Nope. Trini.
Trini. That was fine.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, the kid was like...
There's like a weird kid in the background, like, staring awkwardly.
He's like, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
And the Green Ranger.
I guess that's a...
There was also a dude in that shot just now checking out Tommy's ass.
He's like... Damn, man. You're good.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you something.
Dude, he jumps, spins, and kicks.
Dude.
He could easily be the Green Ranger.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Green with evil.
Now watch.
Three.
See how much fog is on the ground? We can see Jason.
Yeah, from here.
And dive.
He's gone. He's gone.
Who turned up the ice machine?
No shit.
I did.
I can't see shit.
Damn, I need my glasses.
Clang. Clang.
Now look, if he can't see you, Jason, maybe you could slowly go towards the morpher that is on the ground, unguarded.
You could be like, doo-doo.
Right. Or maybe you could just get up right now and dive for it.
Or
since he's on the other side of the room.
Oh, she's summoning more evil.
Yeah, now she's going to bring Scorpina because...
Hasn't she already been around?
I don't think so. I think she was literally introduced randomly right now in our series because...
So is this why Scorpina in the comics wanted and goes after Tommy?
Yes.
Because she wanted the power?
Yes.
Yep.
Why is she in a rock?
Fuck you, yes. Because okay. Scorpina.
Now why is it...
Because Goldar's wife.
Now why are you in the sun? You were at... It was nighttime, and now you're just...
It takes a long time to roll boulders upstairs, Shane.
Actually, it really didn't. No, by the time
did.
I got on top of the stairs, it was
evidently
still dark.
It did. It did take a long time.
And
it's very obviously. It's very obviously daytime now.
Guys, I'm
stop.
I'm what?
Plot.
Alpha's like, I can't get
dimensional.
Dimensional
Rangers. I can't seem to get him. There's a. I'm being blocked from...
He keeps disconnecting me, that bastard!
And you see Zordon, like, God, I need a fucking break.
Oh, shit.
Guys, I'm really worried about Jason.
Right.
Like... I like
At least now there's a reason to be worried that they can't find him.
Like, I love how Zach is always there to comfort her. Like, listen, if Jason's not around, I'll be your number two.
Actually, wouldn't it be like more like three now?
Not yet, because he's not...
Peekaboo!
You really can't see him?
Jason, why didn't you move?
He can't see him. His eyes are awful.
And he's sweating. How is he stepping over?
Step over him, though. Do you walk like that, Shane? Do you take big, large, able to step over human torso steps?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So then that's not outrageous or anything.
I love
anything.
How Jason was like,
No, but this is...
One kick! Go get the morpher,
Somehow,
dumbass!
Somehow, after hiding from you like a little bitch, I became stronger!
The morpher? No, you're just going to kick at a sword and...
And you're back on the ground.
Jason, you had a really good idea. Just hide because he's so dumb.
Oh, my God.
I love how when Goldar was looking for him...
Jim and Juice Bar.
I love how he was like this. Jason looked at him, and when the sword came down, he did a Han Solo.
Yeah, he did the Blu-ray Han Solo. He just moved his head enough.
Just enough.
Just enough.
Lazily to the left.
Oh, here they are again.
Cheap.
Wow. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so fucking homophobic.
This is 1993. We can't allow that.
You little bastard!
I'm gonna kill you! But secretly, I love you, man!
Don't talk to me, bitch! Oh my God. Let me kiss. You're worried. I'm kind of a dickhead.
I'm so evil. Dude, I'm going to tell you something.
Look at him. Did you just see that? Fucking Zach came in and he's like, "Sup, Tommy?" And Tommy looks at him like, "Don't fucking touch me. I'm fucking evil."
If that's what it takes to be the Green Ranger, a super dick and jump and do kicks and spin.
You got to be a douchebag and you have to be able to jump, spin, and kick. three times.
Let me go home.
And Rita will be like, he could be my Green Ranger.
But make sure that you're wearing green when you do the spin kicks.
It's true. If you're wearing other colors, you can't. You have to be the color. You have to already be in the color of the Ranger suit you will receive all the time. Your entire fucking wardrobe has to be of that color. You have to be obsessed with a specific color.
I am a super douche. I've got green on.
You're not going to get room in this fucking... No.
Oh, look, Kimberly and Zach are trying to find Tommy. Oh, look, they found Walter. I mean, Tommy.
Now they're going to get attacked by putties. And there's two of them.
Three. No. Five?
No, two of them is what I mean.
I meant the putties.
Now watch them kind of have a little bit of trouble with the putties. This is how they were trying to play Tommy up.
That doesn't look like trouble. That does.
See? But they're only fighting... They're fighting the same amount that he fought, and they're two people.
Yep.
Kimberly's not having any issues.
That's because they can't beat up Kimberly, because you think... How you think that would look on television if they were punching Kimberly in the face?
Oh, so then in the reboot movie, they're going to be punching the hell out of everyone.
Who knows? But, I mean, honestly... You think that would be okay if in this show they just beat up on Kimberly? I can't remember a time that Kimberly actually got beat up ever.
In costume, maybe, but
right, but not against like putties. I can't remember a single time that she was ever like overwhelmed and beat up on ever.
Other than the first episode.
In this fight, she doesn't even get hit. Zach got hit.
Oh, and now they're gone.
So. Does that make Kimberly a better fighter, or does that make the 90s too chicken to punch at this lady?
Both, because if you think about it, technically in the first episode, she doesn't get hit.
I think she gets, pushed over.
Yeah, she gets shoved. That's about as far as it went.
Oh, shit.
Hell, I think that's about as far as it ever went.
Glowy eyeballs.
You're going to get no mercy as I stand here and talk.
Me and my fabric shield.
Now, see right there. He wasted all that time trying to kill this red guy. That's right.
She's evil.
Oh, now we're actually going to fight? No. Nope, just going to get bitched.
Oh, down on the floor again. Must be Wednesday.
Jason, they might have to reconsider his character. That he's supposed to be this, supposed to be a prodigy martial artist. I don't know how much I buy that anymore.
Prodigy?
They say
I thought Tommy was the prodigy.
No, Jason's storyline is that he was a prodigy martial artist.
Yep. I have a question. I just thought of something. You know how they always send down, Rita always sends down so many putties. Okay? And
you gotta move the mic up.
And with all those putties that Rita sends down, what's his name again? Finster? Is that his name? Finster?
Yeah, it's Finster.
He makes the monsters.
He makes the putties, right? So how much clay do they go through a week?
Well, depending on how much they recycle, too.
And then how much... Like, how often does Rita go down to Walmart to get them more?
Considering that most of the stuff is happening in the desert, it might not be that difficult.
Please get him off the screen. I'm randomly here.
I'm randomly here.
She didn't say anything. She just looked like, I'm here.
I'm here. Don't count me out.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Rita, for letting me out.
They're trying to locate Jason.
I was in a rock for a really long-ass time.
Thank you for randomly needing me for no reason.
How did you get that, Morpher?
He dropped it and then tried to grab it again.
Wasn't it more towards the middle of the room?
Oh.
Shish. Doesn't mean in the middle of them fighting it wasn't kicked somewhere.
Did he just say, look at my sword?
What if you would have kicked the Morpher out through those bars?
He would have been bona fucked. That or he could have used his Reeboks to try to fucking knock out some of those bars, not get electrocuted as bad.
His Reeboks.
Okay, Jason, prepare to die.
Do you think, this is an honest question, do you think they chose to give him Reeboks in this show because the logo is red?
You know, that is the second time, Jason.
Actually, it wouldn't surprise me. It's one of those things I haven't really paid too much attention to their footwear.
Right.
His is the only one I know because, like, you literally get to see the shoes in that one scene, like, multiple times. Dude.
Oh, my God. I've never thought about this. I've never thought to look at their feet. But, yeah, Jason wears Reeboks, and they have a red logo. Yeah. And I think I just saw the Yellow Ranger's feet, and I think she's wearing yellow shoes.
Bill, you have to be color coordinated.
Wait, so then does that mean Zach wears Adidas because the logo is black?
I don't know. Now I'm interested to see, though.
Oh, I think Kimberly's wearing pink shoes.
Yeah, I think she's wearing flip-flops because most flip-flops come in pink.
Oh, my gosh.
Billy, you wearing blue? No, Billy's not. He's wearing boots. And they're the tan color.
Yeah, okay. So he's just got footwear.
Thanks, guys.
See, she's got little yellow shoes.
Yeah. Really, guy?
Okay.
He's a mean
fighter, huh?
Yeah, guys, he stepped on my arm.
I know.
And,
he looked at me and he said, I must break him.
And then
no, that would be scary. The Dolph up in here.
Up.
Watch show
the
is over.
Kimberly again. Has a, fuck.
Okay, so 10,000 years ago, she was put in a rock, Shane. They were put in a dumpster, and she was put in a rock.
Well,
bitch rock!
With all the people that were in that dumpster, at least she had more room to move.
Yes.
All right, guys, I'm going to get some...
Yeah!
Power laser beam! You missed!
Again with the putties?
Dude, that's what we do. We send putties.
Yep. Didn't we already fight putties this episode?
Till it becomes outrageously redundant. Look at that guy.
Yep.
I actually used to do that all the time. Like when the putties go, I used to go, woo!
What are you?
Oh my God.
You're like a spider scorpion monkey? What?
Dude, nobody, listen, Goldar is not as terrifying as fucking Babu, okay?
Goldar's peeping in on his wife.
yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
At least he has a pretty attractive
Here
wife.
Comes. Nobody's smart enough to dodge this move. This is what I'm thinking it is.
What move?
She'll do this thing where she'll throw a boomerang and it'll hit all five of them.
They just went back to the Moonosphere instead.
Yeah, because fuck you.
Gotta watch her put makeup on. See?
Explain. Why did she leave? Wasn't she winning that fight?
Yeah, but Goldar brought her back.
Don't you understand, Bill?
Flashback to just
Bill,
earlier.
To be pure evil, you must beat the Rangers and then randomly leave. Leaving them...
Just like in the middle of whipping their asses, they just randomly dissipate.
And they're like... And the Rangers are like, what just happened?
Is this all happening within the same day?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think days pass. I think this is one fucking day's event.
Because I think all the Screen with Evil might be taking place within one, maybe 2 days.
Right. No. Exactly.
I think it's 2 days.
And I'm thinking it's a day because no parents ever came looking for Jason.
Yeah. But then again, Tommy left school, so... And twice now he left school. One to become the Green Ranger, and the second one to lure the Rangers out or something. So,
okay, maybe this is a 2 day event.
It
maybe
is definitely more than one day because if
but
you
it
remember,
was only it was only the second day that Jason disappeared, though.
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
you remember when Jason got his or Jason Tommy got his powers, he was wearing a different outfit. And then the next day at school, yeah, he was in a different outfit.
Right, so we're only on 2 days.
2 days. Yeah. That 2 days so far.
You truly know you're a badass when you fight in the dark ice, dry ice dimension.
Dark, dry ice dimension. I spin and kick. It's what my Empress likes the most about me.
If he really wants to show us how badass how he is in his training, that? He'll punch at those electric bars and try not to get zapped.
That move.
Are you impressed, my Empress?
Now spin and kick again.
I love it when you do that. That's why I recruited you.
It definitely is exactly why.
Did they take Lovebug back to the command center again?
No. No, the damn car isn't here, so now they're teleporting.
No.
Uh-oh.
And this is another thing. He keeps talking about it needs to get power. It needs to power up so we can look for Zordon and yada yada. Why don't they have power? I mean, it's not like power was running to any of the consoles. They were all destroyed.
Man.
They got... Plot.
Something's drawing power from the command center. What? What? What's drawing power from the command center? What? The wand. That is the only thing happening right
Maybe
now.
Maybe the morphing grid because of the Green Ranger.
So the Green Ranger takes so much energy that the command center doesn't function right?
Dude, we all know what's really going on, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Zordon's like, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, no shit.
I need to think up something to explain to the Rangers. I'm going to go hide in another dimension.
We're seeing the same footage from the first episode of Goldar blowing up.
It's because they just fixed those buildings, so he had to come back.
How many f***ing times are they going to come down in one day?
No shit!
Yeah.
Go away! Either come down here and stay, or go up there and
Every
stay.
Every time they come down, we fight them,
they leave. Here we go again.
It's like a kid that keeps leaving the house and coming back in, and leaving the house and coming back in. Either go out or stay in, you little bastard.
In, out, in.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's the end of that episode.
Yep.
Jeez, these credits go fast.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Good luck if you wanted to read them.
That's why there's a pause button.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, part 4 of The Green with Evil.
And 1, 2, 3.
Eclipsing Megazord.
Yep. And a dumpster.
Dumpster. Ah, 10,000 years, blah, blah. Yep.
Okay, now you guys should be synced up with us.
Use escape. Recruit human teenagers with attitude. Blah, 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 blah.
Fucking teenagers!
Boop.
I smell teenagers. Oh, wait, that's the movie. Never mind.
Eye of the news.
Here it comes again. It's going to happen. Now watch the Green Ranger. Watch this dude look at Tommy.
The dude look at Tommy?
Watch this. He's on the left. Here it comes. Did you see him?
He just kind of puts his hands on his hips like, huh.
Yeah.
Hope we don't have to go up against that guy.
That guy can spin and kick. Shit.
It's almost like he was destined to be the Green Ranger.
Yeah. I'm sure if any evil people are watching.
Goldar destroying buildings again.
Don't worry, they'll be put back up in like 10 minutes.
It's true. If you got to say one good thing about Angel Grove, they have the best construction process on the planet. Hey,
shit, why do you think
Morphin
when Ivanu showed
up? Why?
Wow.
Why? Explain it. Yeah.
Convenient plot device.
On. I'm under the impression this show might not have understood what interdimensional meant.
So yeah. so them trying to find Zordon caused everything to short circuit.
Yes, because yes. they sent out a beacon wave that was meant to locate Zordon somewhere in the span of dimensions. The interdimensional wave that went out brought back some sort of interdimensional power surge that just disabled their ability to morph.
So now they're kind of stuck at the command center because there's no power at all.
Right.
Like, almost no power.
Because they're looking for Zordon.
Which, by the way, it's going across the entire morphing grid.
Yeah.
Guess who needs to use the morphing grid?
Zed later on will reveal that they pull their energy also from the morphing grid.
Uh-huh.
So shouldn't her magic be interrupted?
Shouldn't his powers?
Yeah, his
That's
shit
true
should
too.
Go
Doesn't
away
he
too.
Have to use the morphing grid?
Yes.
So shouldn't he be phasing out?
Well, he's in the dark dimension. Maybe that protects him.
That's true.
Yeah.
That room does have like dry ice and a tarp on the floor.
Although technically speaking, it did say that the energy surge was only affecting the command center.
Because that makes all the sense ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at Jason, like he knew
well,
how to fix
it.
It
was only affecting the command center, why don't they leave the command center?
Just walk out the
door. Because
they can't. They can't open the doors.
That didn't
nobody
stop
can get
that didn't
in
stop
or...
them in the first episode of walking out.
I know,
out.
But supposedly nobody can enter or leave the command center
uh-oh.
Without a power coin.
Dude, I'm loving how bored Jason is. What, he stood there.
He can't
the
do anything.
He's like, I don't know what to do. And then he looked at his morpher and closed it. Like, nope, that ain't working.
He's completely worthless in this
and
situation. All he can do is watch Billy work.
Yep.
If they didn't have Billy, they would die.
Yeah, Billy. Actually, if you watch all of the four original main seasons, like seasons or whatever, the three main seasons, Billy. No, four, because Zeo as well. Billy is the most important character in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, they got power back.
He's literally the most important character in the show. Without him, they would have died a ridiculous amount of times.
Okay, yep. Let's
like
try
Green
the morphin
with Evil,
again.
Green with Evil, if Billy's not here, it's over. They could not. They got the morphing grid back just now because Billy. They would have just sat in there and waited to die.
More putty fighting.
Damn rock. Oh, I have escaped the rock again.
Why did you put me back in the rock?
Here it comes. Watch.
Miss,
I'm telling you, it's going to happen this time. Oh, is this it? Everybody gather around.
Yep.
Now nobody duck. Nobody duck.
Oh, and here comes Goldar to stomp.
Oh, shit.
You really can't see, can you?
Well, their visors are really thin and dark.
No, yeah. I'm talking about Goldar. It's not that hard.
Oh, yeah, he couldn't step on them. In fact, he stepped in front
Alpha,
of them.
Alpha, can you... All right.
Clear my viewing history.
Oh, shit.
Clear Do it before my... I go again.
Clear my viewing history.
Alpha.
It sounded Beta, like he quadrant. Said, get off me.
Alpha,
off me.
Alpha, hurry, this dimension is really messed up.
Wait, where are you going? I'm finishing this thing before.
Sit down and eat your fucking ice cream.
Look, motherfucker, we're in California. We deal with earthquakes all the time. Fucking eat.
No,
quick,
I'm
eat
done.
Quick, eat quick.
He fucking said, sit down. I'm not done with my ice cream. I don't give a fuck.
Now I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why is there an earthquake?
Wait.
That's not Goldar walking. Why is there an earthquake?
Don't worry about it.
Because fuck you, that's why.
So
and now they're just going to drive in an earthquake?
They think the bus is going to be safe?
They think the bus is safer because of the earthquake.
Uh-oh.
Logic.
Exactly. I mean, still decoding.
Motherfucker's still there. He's just being a dick on purpose.
Oh, my God.
Guess who's back?
Back again. Green
Tommy's
is back.
Tell a friend.
Back in green.
What? What is that on Alpha's butt that is so important?
Oh, it's easy. It's a butt battery.
Apparently.
Hey, she's got her bike.
Ah, shit.
Oh, I missed again.
Damn it, I'm missing by a good 30 feet.
Damn it, you need to do something about your eyesight.
How about you fucking give him, like, you take his wings away. Give him eyes. He needs them badly.
Where are you guys going?
Wow.
They are maniacs.
I also think we're way too old.
I'm actually kind of, yeah, I was about to say, I'm kind of surprised, though, that his ass is actually driving a bus. Especially considering the fact that most buses are diesel engines, so you can't just start the motherfucker up and start driving.
Well, not to mention, you have to have a certain license.
Well, yeah, you also have to have the fucking special.
Well, you don't have to, I don't have to have any license to hit the gas pedal during an earthquake.
That's kind of true.
Question, when they were in the bus, they were clearly in a suburban area.
I saw it.
Why are they by the water in a fucking industrial district?
They made a left
fuck
turn.
You, that's why.
They came down to the edge and they took a right turn, and that's exactly where one of those things happened.
Oh, don't worry.
They
it's
went
about
from
to get
forest
better.
To beach.
Better answer. Plot.
Don't. No, we've already determined that Angel Grove is right in the middle. Remember, the Arctic Angel, to the north.
The Angel Grove Lake ocean.
Oh, they simply turned right, and that's exactly where the beach starts and the forest ends. See? What's happened?
Rita's prized warrior.
This is basically another one of those. No! Stop!
Evil!
Then why isn't he tearing up the...
Yeah, why don't you tear up the command center again?
Yeah.
Why are you just sitting there talking?
Don't you realize that to be pure evil...
Don't even tear up the consoles. Fucking throw Alpha through the tube, dipshit.
I like it. See, look at this. This time he just pushed buttons. If it's that simple to get rid of Zordon, why didn't he just come in here and be like... Well, Alpha was like, no, don't push buttons. We'll never find him.
They also got teleported somewhere else, too.
This is one of the only times we've ever worn these suits in the actual show. Those are the actual actors finally, like, in suit, pointing and standing, and...
Yeah.
Did you see Zach? He was like...
Right.
No, let's not leave the bus. How about calling your Zords?
How about doing, I don't know, something.
Anything like, other than stand there?
Yeah. She literally says, we have to do something, and then they all continue to stand there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rock the boat.
Oh, guys, why don't you go to the back of the bus where the emergency exit is? I mean, they're just putties.
Yeah.
They're not really threatening.
Open the door and leave.
Yeah. Just go out the back.
Like, maybe if you could save yourself, they would...
We're pointing, and oh my god. And pointing, and stuff.
Just go back there. Open up the emergency door.
He wants his
For mind? That matter, there's an emergency exit right above you as well, by the way.
I do like that. Bulk was like, I want my mommy, and Skull was like, I want your mommy.
He missed again.
Don't forget the bus.
He literally just stabbed and missed again. He just cannot get it.
You know what?
You can't see shit.
At that point in time, I'm like, guys, let's just go.
Hey, look, pushing more buttons. No, don't. Stop.
Uh-oh.
Gotcha.
Ha-ha! Backup butt battery.
Computer, do this.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I gotta push the
button. I want you to remember forever, if ever we are invaded in our command center, big red button to the left...
Push that.
Push that.
He must be standing near that far
console. He has to be standing exactly there or that button won't It'll mess up.
Computer, activate this while I've still got to press this.
Yeah.
We're not completely digital yet.
If he can tell the computer to do it, no shit.
Oh,
it's not like Star Trek where computer, do this thing. He has to be like, computer, do this thing after I push this big red button.
Oh, now they're calling the Megazord.
Look, this is the fastest transformation ever.
How many times has the tires been inching closer?
They thought they were near the edge, but they realized they were many feet away.
No shit. They were like, let's push them. They're right on the edge. And the putty furthest over there was like, actually, there's like a good 20 feet over here.
No, we are certainly only inches from it.
Inches from the edge.
Well, technically, one putty was inches from the edge because he started pulling on the mirrors and almost fell down the mountainside.
Dumbass.
But I think that was the only one close to an edge.
It's taking a long time to push this bus.
It must be heavier than they expected.
This is a good bus.
Look, if Bulk wouldn't have finished his ice cream, they would have gone sooner.
Now,
there's the toy bus.
You fall like that in
there.
A bus.
Now go
Shane,
drive off.
In a bus.
How'd you get in the seats?
How are they in seats at all?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
How come they didn't fall all over that bus? And look at the emergency exit.
Right behind.
Yeah, right
at the back
behind.
Of the bus.
Slash.
I like how he just punches the sword. Like, get this shit out of here.
Solar power?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Megazord was solar powered.
Yep. That's why
and there's
they
also
only
there's a
the
battery
day.
There's a battery cell in the power sword that can also power up the Zord.
Oh,
I'll throw this thing again. Oh yeah, when she grows big, she like transforms because
yeah.
And
I will conveniently throw it in the same spot I always throw it.
There you go.
It.
She's what, that
Babu,
now.
Give me my wand. Watch out for a stinger.
Really?
Yes, it will poison our metal machine.
Yeah, really, Billy? Oh, wow. Sorry. The solar power, by the way, the solar batteries on this damn thing are awful.
Awful, yeah.
It's like the Evangelion batteries.
So it's like right. The batteries on the Lord Zed's sword, Zord.
You know, maybe Zords have terrible batteries. Why doesn't she attack at night? Because look... All she did was block out the sun. And it's not even completely blocked. It's still okay bright outside. Look at that.
Yeah, even just said it's almost out. Not completely, just almost.
See, he just said we'll use the extra power in the power sword. Now, they're gonna call the power sword and they get like 70% energy or some shit.
They're all beyond lost.
Yai.
Call on the power sword.
Here it comes.
And are you going to... Oh, you caught it with the right hand this time.
All powered back up, Shane. Power sword batteries. You guys are awful. I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
Quick, run away. Somewhere where the eclipse isn't.
Oh, the Megazord's like, I'm out.
I knocked him down. I did what I was supposed to do.
Man, that force field is majorly uncomfortable for whoever's in it. It's like it's just big enough.
Yeah.
Mr. Robot, I have to pee.
No shit. Can I at least sit down? Shit.
Oh. Green Ranger got summoned.
Oh, there.
Yep, he's
this isn't,
out.
This isn't like Star Trek. You could teleport right through force fields and shields.
And she has to use the wand on the Green Ranger?
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm.
So the Green Ranger doesn't have another form or...
No. He just is big Green Ranger because that wand has literally been thrown in the same spot 3 times in one episode and opened the same crater.
Bill, that's her sweet spot.
It really is.
Lord Zed will learn that later.
I think Rita might have major OCD.
Oh, Seth got that.
Fucking A, man.
Give me all the power that's left so I can stand here and take hits.
So he can stand there and take it.
Well, like, he is fighting, the Megazord is fighting a tarantula monster, a scorpion monster, and a giant Green
now,
Ranger.
Now, they only came back after the Green Rangers started winning.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's their stinger.
Stabbed in the face, Shane. Stabbed right in the face.
Yeah.
Now that metal is totally poisoned.
Oh, remember, Tommy has that move, too. He could combine his power with yours and shoot a big laser.
Well, at least with Goldar.
It's the other Rangers can shoot lasers. He should be able to combine with their power, too.
Oh.
Fall down.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they have automatic ejection.
Oh, look.
Hey, look, the sun's back.
Hey, look, grass. Can you explain that, Shane?
Oh, look, there they go.
They were on the
They're
beach.
Dead.
Everything's so close together.
There it is.
Up.
They must have went back across that left turn I was talking about.
Yeah.
Except they went left instead of right.
Just fly out.
And she's still over there in the desert. That's good.
Really?
It's only been about 20 episodes, guys.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, it's not like you were that attached to them.
Are you kidding me? Oh, Zordon, you were like a father to us.
Okay. Yep. No, you're fine. Yep. You got me.
They get attached really quick.
Dude,
they don't have parents.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. Their parents
are
pretty sad.
Where are their fucking parents?
Where are the fucking parents?
Off being fuck-offs. Only if you're playing a game that has save states. 10%. Yeah, sure, go ahead, roll them dice. Oh, fuck, I failed. How's about we reload
Alpha.
State?
Alpha.
Roll
hey,
them dice.
You know all about 10% chances.
Yeah.
Is it enough to keep fighting?
Beep, 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 yes, beep, 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 yes beep. It was.
It was enough. So Jason wins this argument.
Oh, look, they're going to reveal
Alpha,
who the Green Ranger is.
Can we reroute our power from the viewing globe since it never dies?
That's
Am I
impossible.
The only one that's ever noticed that the show's kind of racist.
They're going to show who the Green Ranger is.
As opposed to what?
Well, they made the black guy the Black Ranger.
They honestly did not do that.
Yeah.
He did that.
Uh-oh.
He was not cast as the Black Ranger originally. He was cast as Billy.
Ah.
And then
no
he
way.
Said he preferred Zach. So he actually, if you want to blame somebody for racism, you would be blaming Zach.
Yep, Tommy's the Green Ranger.
Because he put himself there.
Well, that
to be
wasn't
continued.
The only one. They made the Asian girl the Yellow Ranger. The
yeah, but who else?
White girl, the
who
pink
else were
Ranger.
You going to make her?
She could have been the Pink Ranger.
The Red Ranger.
A Purple Ranger?
No, I'm just mean. You only got five suits.
How about a Blue Ranger?
Technically,
and the
six,
leader, the leader is guaranteed red.
I honestly don't think that. I mean, if they did come off as racist, I don't think they did it on purpose.
No, they didn't do it on purpose. But
well,
but it's also
it's time to change discs. So.
It's also an assault. It's an assault of the time too. It's just one of those things. Like these kind of things were almost unavoidable. Okay, this is an intermission. I've got to put in the next disc.
Intermission.
So, in the first four parts that we watched,
I'm the only
guys.
One Monty Python.
Shane, you need to find
me. Oh, well, fuck you too. Guys suck.
Well, we're not going to play the Jeopardy music here. That's
well,
probably
yeah,
copyrighted
but,
as hell.
Well, of course. That's why I was doing fucking Monty Python and the Holy Grail over here.
You think that isn't copyrighted?
No, I'm pretty sure it is, but I mean, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have been that bad.
That bad?
I mean,
FBI.
Well, it wouldn't have been copyrighted that bad that, you know, they'd be cracking down on motherfuckers for it.
So
and
guys,
showing
after
FBI
our
warning.
First four parts that we watched, what have we learned so far?
Being evil means being a douchebag.
Yep.
It's really hard to locate Zordon, and if you do, it causes the command center is built really crappily.
Really crappily.
It's majorly susceptible.
I don't think it's a matter of it was built crappily. I think it's more just a matter of whoever designed it wasn't an electrical engineer who understood you don't put a wire that goes over here to a wire that needs to go way the fuck down over here, crisscrossing other wires. So, and if that wire blows, all the other wires blow as well.
Here we are.
Part 5, Breaking the Spell.
Last episode in 1, 2, 3.
And Dumpster. Out comes 10, Rita.
10,000 years.
Here's I'm Free.
Point to the Earth.
Now you should be synced up.
Yep.
Grouping teenagers with attitude.
This is it,
oh,
Shane.
Oh, fuck!
This is the end.
Yep.
This is the moment that hurts your hands real bad.
Flipping, hurting your hands.
Well, as you all know, that it has been scientifically proven that once electricity hits hands, you must flip and be defeated.
Red beam hits hands.
Yes, it is.
The red
beam. It is required to flip.
It hurts real bad, oh, Shane.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hands.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to that.
You Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Jig.
Oh, look, it's Tommy the whole time.
Are Nobody. You sure? I don't know. That's pixelated as fuck.
Nobody ever saw that coming.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if anybody had been watching this show and literally saw that and went, holy shit. Like somehow they hadn't put it together yet.
They must have the same problem that everybody in Superman's immediate vicinity has.
No shit.
Hey, Clark, where the fuck have you been? Didn't you just see Superman fly by?
They actually explain that.
Yeah,
I even helped
you
explain
it
on Pages of Fandom.
That. I definitely saw that. Makes so much sense.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was about to say, there's actually a, is it? It's an episode of Because Science where they explain it as well.
So the last episode, they introduce the Dragonzord.
Yeah.
Why?
Because fuck you, that's why.
Yeah, it took till the last episode to bring the Dragonzord out. The idea was to not have the Dragonzord challenge the Megazord. They wanted guaranteed domination. So the first step was to get the Megazord out of play.
It took them 4 episodes to do that.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. And now that it's out of play, technically, even if the Rangers show up and try to be like, hey, we're 5, we'll fight 1. Don't worry about it, guys.
I think there was another idea, too. Because the governments of the world are going to see a Zord destroying the city led by a Power Ranger. And as far as they're concerned, if you're one of the world leaders who's been watching Angel Grove saved by these 5 multicolored warriors over and over and over again.
More footage from the first episode.
Yep.
Gotta reuse that footage, guy.
You paid for that shit. You better use it.
Yep.
When they first showed the TV and they showed Rita, it looked like she was in her palace. 1, how did they get that footage? And 2,
Rita sends Osama bin Laden tapes type of shit every now and then.
Look, she has Goldar.
She has Goldar recorder and she's like, from the Moonosphere, I will destroy you. And then she likes to send those to the news broadcast stations.
You know what would be funny? It was like, why don't we just nuke her?
Why don't we just nuke her ass? I mean, it's just the moon.
Send the nuke to the moon.
It's just the fucking moon.
It's only going to destroy the entire ecosystem to destroy the moon.
I didn't say destroy the moon. She's only got 1 palace. Send a single nuke up.
I ain't going to destroy the moon.
Fucking bitch.
The moon ain't that fucking fragile.
Take this.
Yeah, but technically a nuke hitting the moon would change the mass of the moon just enough that it would actually fuck with the tides.
You think
so? Times call for desperate measures.
Think you could deal with the fact that we might tolerate? I mean, I don't know how much of an extreme ecological disaster we'd be facing, but right now we have monsters coming to the planet every two or three days that destroy cities and kill hundreds of people, possibly thousands.
No. It destroys a city.
Right, but regardless, if New York can have a tower fall, and it's one of the most devastating moments in the history of America, then can you imagine if a monster comes down every week and destroys the business district?
Here comes the Dragon
Zord. Another question. Now that they know that Tommy's the Green Ranger, he's just, you know, conveniently, you know, working out at the youth center. Like, isn't that guy, like, super bad? Shouldn't we, like, I don't know.
Yeah, how come the Rangers didn't just fucking bum rush his ass right now?
Yeah, he's just working out.
How come Kimmy went to face him alone, like, we know who you are? And he was like, bitch, I don't care.
Here comes the Godzilla Zord.
Dude, it's so awesome. Dragon Caesar is still my number one all-time favorite Zord ever introduced in the history of the show. All Sentai included.
I was about to say, even versus Train Zord?
Yes. Dude, Dragon Caesar, Godzilla, that's where it is.
Come on, put out that fire.
Ooh, candy cane.
Mint.
Oh, this is awful.
It's so smoky.
It's a smoky candy cane is awful. See, now the governments of the world see this guy. All they're going to know is that a ranger is destroying the cities.
Yep.
A ranger. They're not going to look at it any deeper than that. The Power Rangers are dangerous. Like, there's no Megazord. Say the Megazord was completely removed and Zordon didn't have the power to do undescribable bullshit. Right now, there's no Megazord. And there was no evidence that the Megazord fell in battle because it fought in some weird secluded area that nobody saw.
Rangers.
And they're even asking, where are the Power Rangers? Well, right now, the Power Rangers are destroying the business district. The warehouse district. That's where they are. That's what the world would see.
Zordon.
So, remove the Megazord was step one. Now, even if the Rangers stand against this dragon, there's not going to be enough news coverage to even notice that they attempted it, because they'll be wiped off the face of the planet before a news crew even appears.
Zordon.
So, Rita gets to destroy the Earth and their image at the same time.
Yep.
So if they did show back up later, if he came back and got another set of kids, the world wouldn't trust him. That was the idea. I really think that was part of it. Yeah.
Well,
otherwise, why not just destroy the Rangers, like I said, when Tommy beat them? Tommy beat them in episode one, and then he was like, you can go. I demeaned you.
Stop.
You can go.
We will beat you, Tommy, and your gigantic monster. We don't have anything. But we'll give it a shot.
Five Rangers against one Zord. Yeah.
Guess what, bitch? Missile fingers.
You know what would be great? When Zordon comes back, he's like, Rangers, thank you for helping me and saving the city. Oh, your Megazords were fucked up? Too bad Alpha didn't tell you that in the basement of the command center are my Thunder Megazord. I know.
The Thunder Megazords transformed from the Megazords.
Yep.
We're working on it. We probably should have done that.
So in our continuity, there's literally nothing. Zordon has one backup plan. One.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
It's sitting at Nazca right now.
Titantis?
No, Nazca.
Yeah, the spaceship.
The space Megazord is on the planet right now in case the Rangers ever have to leave Earth.
Yep.
Oh, and that does turn into a Megazord.
Yep.
Probably should have...
So he could have launched that.
Wait, no. Technically, Zordon would have two backups.
Because there's also another one out in space on, like, another planet that's waiting to be turned on.
Then three backups.
What's the third?
Technically, there's a giant turtle just hanging out.
Later on, he just introduces that out of nowhere. So it's somewhere,
I'm interdimensional.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, and the White Ranger gets a Tiger Zord, so...
Titanus is evidently one of Zordon's friends in our continuity.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
What about Tor?
Tor, he just introduces Tor out of nowhere later
on.
Yeah. But like, what's to say Tor isn't part of that Thunder Megazord power?
Oh no, their morphers are glowing.
Mine too. Yeah, mine.
How do you know?
They're going to hell because of that.
They're going to hell.
Now watch. Zordon did this, Shane.
He brought him back from the dead.
See that? Science.
Yeah, of course. I figured out all the science a while ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just not going to tell you because I don't have to explain myself.
Oh, okay.
It's convenient.
Oh, all right. I understand.
What, you're not going to talk about your killer
stereo? My stereo is even better now.
Oh, Rita's getting a headache again.
What? See? And now she loses everything because as strong as Dragon Caesar is in this show, it's not actually a match for the Megazord. It's not even a match for the Tyrannosaurus that throws its ass around.
Yep.
I like how his like chest glowed like, ooh. Beep, 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 beep. Huh? I sent bullshit over there. Bitch, I got a tail. Oh, wait. Oh, look at my tail.
Look at my tail.
Got you, little bastard. Look, all right,
go. I warned you.
I will drill your fucking face.
Ah! Oh, bitch.
Pew, 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 pew. Man, I got really shitty aim. Like, only one of those missiles hit.
One missile hit.
Out of 10.
Slap.
Slap. I'll slap you.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
Slap. Oh.
That move. That move!
That is taken right out of Godzilla.
It was.
Yep.
See?
No way!
He won.
Yep.
Now that I beat his ass by myself, let's turn into the Megazord and really lay it on.
Jason?
So in our continuity, by our show's standards, the reason they wanted the Megazord out of the way before they brought in the Dragonzord is because the Dragonzord cannot beat them.
Which makes no sense, because it should destroy him.
Right. That Tyrannosaurus just won by itself. And the only reason the Dragonzord is still there is because they chose not to do the kill move. Because the Tyrannosaurus could have used that sonic wave thing and demolished it right now.
Yep.
All it's doing is laying in the mountainside. It can't fight.
Meanwhile, while they're transforming, the Dragonzord should be getting up.
I think it does get up.
Yep.
And then I think they literally throw him around and toss him through mountains and beat his ass all over again. So they beat him twice.
Oh, no, he's still down.
Oh.
The fuck? What are you still doing down there? Get up.
Take it, bitch.
Down the face.
Oh, then they get their sword just because. They're like, look at this.
No,
that's
you already
right.
won. No, you already won. Stop it.
He's like, ah, come on!
Come on! Oh!
Increase power.
We gotta save time.
Look at that. They weren't even fighting at full power.
And now all of a sudden, swinging it by the tail.
Look at the Dragonzord. He's just like, oh, damn, I can't do shit.
It's just getting straight up bitched.
Oh, here comes the favorite part. No way!
No way!
No I'll be like, way. Guys, did that thing just fucking talk?
It's so bad. Oh, shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now here's a question, an honest question. Now that we're losing, where the fuck is Giant Goldar and Giant Scorpina? And Giant Tommy to go wreck that Megazord?
Don't you realize that they're up there drinking and partying?
Exactly.
Oh, protective shield.
Huh, that's
fuck, weird. I'll move over here.
God, no.
Oh, shit, even over here? That's man, he's tricky.
Man, that's my sweet spot, too. I like how I wait till the last episode to pull out my fucking sword.
Right. Poke
for
move!
His queen.
Line of death attack!
What if you moved? Like, you see it coming. What if he's just like, I'm good.
Now look at her. She's all like, ha-ha, we're about
sword.
To win. Oh, shit!
Flip.
Oh, my God!
Oh, flip hand! Ah!
That sword sucks.
There, did you see our one American scene right there? Mm-hmm. That was impressive, right? Our one American scene is...
And,
Reach for sword. Ooh, fuck that.
Power down.
Wow, we
did you just call it the power sword?
Yeah.
I think you did. That's not right, Zach. Maybe there's a reason you're not the leader.
Dude, just because I didn't read the script.
You destroyed the power sword. Good job, man. Actually, that's my sword.
You know, it would have been great if Jason...
I am going to break it before this Rocky dude takes my place, but that's regardless.
that's a different situation.
I'm going to snap that motherfucker in half before I leave for Greenpeace.
You destroyed the power sword, and Jason walks up, and Billy's like, Sword of Darkness. I mean, right. You destroyed the Sword of Darkness, man. Awesome.
Oh, shit. Join our team, man.
Oh, where's the big circle sparkle thing? Oh, wait, that's the ABC Disney
Honest
version.
Reason, the team ship. Honest Reason team was offered here. Want to know why? Jason says, you have the power now, and there's no way Zordon can actually take it from you, so, friends?
Pterodactyl, Triceratops.
It's true.
Yeah.
Source.
Oh my god, we're about to cheese this up hard.
Six, Rangers, find together. Okay, Salmon. Calm down.
Hold on.
Power Rangers.
Did you think that was cool when you were a kid? Because even I actually cringed a little bit when I was a kid and saw that.
Yeah.
I knew it was cheesy when I was like 9.
The Dragon Zord.
It was cool, but it was cheesy when I was 9.
You know what was missing when they did their Vogue? They didn't Vogue hard enough. There was no explosions.
And you know why? It's because we didn't get Mammoth Ninja.
We've actually been asked to fix that as well. I've got a couple people that are asking us to do an actual Vogue episode.
Yeah.
Now that we did that, because you guys did the...
Ginyu.
You did the Ginyu, Ginyu's, and we made the comment at the start about a Pose episode, and that's what people thought it was.
Here's the...
Now they want us to do a Pose episode.
God, here's the stupid one.
Oh, this is the best.
This thing is dumb.
It's the most fighting possible Zord ever.
No, because the kneecaps.
Look at it. There it is. That's a great weapon. Looks really cool. Completely the most impractical Zord.
Did you see the Tyrannosaurus over there? Oh, man, I'm not part of that.
No shit. No. The bird isn't either. The pterodactyl and Tyrannosaurus are left out of that Zord.
Oh.
So the pterodactyl would fly around and shoot, and the Tyrannosaurus would, like, tail whip and sonic wave.
How interesting.
Jason and Kimberly are left out of that transformation to go stand together.
Oh, look at this. Look at... Did you see that?
What?
You look at that. They're all standing there. Look at Jason. He's like, I'm still the leader. I'm gonna fuck. We got another ranger. I'm leader, bitch.
Just wait. Yeah. Just wait.
I'll lose.
Just wait
we'll
for
take
it.
We'll take that away from him. Don't
I like
worry,
it. Jason. You are been a great ally, but you're no longer the leader. I quit.
I like how later on, for no reason whatsoever, he's just like, "I would like to introduce you to the new leader of the Power Rangers."
And now Zordon talks.
And then
to
the White
Tommy.
Ranger comes down, and I like how Jason doesn't say anything. He's just like, "That's great, man."
Meanwhile, in the back of his head. Fuck!
Yeah, he's like, what exactly did I do? Like, what the shit is that
I'm
about?
I'm not gonna lie to you. And I love it when, like, Tommy gets into problems, and Jason's, if I was, I'd be like, when? You need help,
you have
leader?
A communicator.
I can help you, leader. I would have figured this out, leader, but
dude,
I'm not the leader.
That starts happening literally the very next episode after they make Tommy the leader, the White Ranger gets bitched and Jason has to save the day. The very next episode.
Hands in.
Oh, man.
Power Rangers.
Cheesy.
All right, guys. And can we come down now?
Guys, I don't know what's going on, but...
Food fight!
We're not coming down.
Shit, now that I'm thinking about it, that's probably the reason why I used to eat peanut butter crackers watching this show. Because crackers go damn well with all this cheese.
Well, that was the five-part Green with...
Green evil. With Christmas.
Christmas evil.
Yeah. And remember...
Green with Christmas
green
evil.
With Christmas evil. That's the
that's
name for the
called.
Episode. That's
and
beautiful.
Remember, guys, the prerequisite to become a ranger.
Douchebag.
Evil ranger.
Douchebag.
Douchebaggery and able to do flips Sorry, spins and kicks.
But
there's one thing we forgot about.
What's that?
This is a Christmas episode, right?
Oh, but we are out of time.
I can't add that. We're at an hour and 43 minutes.
It's Christmas morning.
Not really. That's a week's away. No, let's go ahead and send this.
Yeah, we're actually done. That's all we really wanted to do was come in here.
Talk over the Green with Evil saga.
There will be one more episode posting, and then we will be taking a short break. It'll be like a couple weeks, maybe 2, maybe 3 weeks at the most. Just some time to get our stuff together.
The holidays and stuff.
Right. So this is actually recorded before Christmas and everything. We will not be filming Christmas, which means there'll probably be a gap in the schedule. But we're not gone. It's just like about every year this is probably going to happen where we take a hiatus around this time.
Yeah,
but it's not long.
Too much travel and bullshit.
It's literally not a long thing. You'll miss like a week, maybe 2 weeks of episode. That's it.
Yep.
But,
plus, we always got the older stuff that people can check out, too, so...
And now we're getting quite the library, actually.
Yeah,
this
no
is
joke.
This is quite a large show now, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And you don't worry, the avalanche is still a-coming.
You know, we are sneaking up on 700 subs. That's a pretty big deal for us.
Hell, yeah. Let's shoot for 800. Hell, let's shoot for 1,000.
You should see some of the view count.
At 1,000, we're going to make Shane strip.
The Henshiner Morph Part 1, you know where that's at right now?
What?
It's over 14,000.
The Henshiner Morph, is it like 14,000?
Part 1 is over 14,000 views.
Yeah.
Damn.
2 and 3 are still rocking around 2 to 3,000.
You know, now that we have a secondary video site that we're part of, maybe we can actually get around to the intros.
See, this is something I'm wondering.
Copyright and stuff.
Here's the reason. No, not copyright.
Not copyright.
Well, I can make the intro episode, and we could post it there to see what happens before we post it here and endanger the copyright term on this one. So we make it and just post it up there. And if it gets taken down there and they drop our site there, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Because this is the one that matters.
Yeah.
Get it? So maybe that's what we'll do. We'll make this intro episode that people are asking for.
We'll have to probably cut in up into pieces to put up on. It's on Vimeo.
Right, Vimeo. However you're supposed to say that, Vimeo, Vimeo,
yeah,
whatever.
We've shared a few links of the past ones that we're trying to re-upload to this new site. So
right,
yeah.
We're trying to kind of we're just looking to expand, continually get views and pull some people over here and whatnot, but yeah, I think we should make it. We'll put it up on one of those sites where if they throw a fit and they destroy that channel, fuck it.
Yeah, so fucking be it. We'll host
right.
it off the website.
I mean,
one that's doing the updates to the RSS.
I mean, that'd be one hell of a way to come back after a break is to start with the intros.
Maybe that's something to think about. Yeah, we've got the video. We're set to do it. We're set to
least,
do it.
To at least start on it, so.
Although, don't get me wrong,
about.
One of the first few episodes we got to do is that, plus at the same time the new 2017 Sentai guys.
And then get back to the Kamen Rider.
I'm hoping we could find some pictures. I hope they release some imagery for that, because, dude, I'm excited about those guys. They looked awesome to me. But I've only seen, two images.
Oh, I got
Scott's
some.
Got a few.
Did you? Sweet.
There's a folder there, so.
Awesome. Okay, I think we're done. Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, enjoy your time, I don't know,
and remember,
family
if you
and
see
stuff.
Shane under mistletoe, and you're a guy, make sure you grab his butt when you kiss him.
Squeeze. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.